On University of Redlands Week, are student travel videos giving the wrong impression? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kelly Hankin, Professor of Film Studies, discusses a new trend in the study abroad industry.
In the last decade, the study abroad video contest has become a ubiquitous feature of the study abroad industry. Numerous stakeholders, from vendors to universities, now regularly promote video contests and showcase award-winning visions of student travel through officially sponsored websites. My research of these contests, their rhetoric, submission directives, and winning videos demonstrates how, as a result of the study abroad industry's reliance on students' free labor without a concomitant attention to their media literacy, student filmmakers and the industry unwittingly collaborate in the production of a study abroad gaze that belies institutional rhetoric and aspirational goals. In particular, the industry's endorsement of well-worn first-person travelogue techniques invites students to advance notions of the world as available for personal consumption, adventure, and fulfillment. This is the opposite of the global worldview that the industry hopes to cultivate. In doing so, the study abroad video contest demonstrates the dilemma of educational media that is deployed without an understanding of the representational terrain in which it traffics. By advancing more narcissistic visions of the world, the award-worthy study abroad video undermines the merit of the industry it hopes to serve, while also weakening media's promise as a tool for creating the moral disposition necessary for global engagement.
That was Kelly Hankin of the University of Redlands. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.